This recording, New York 26, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onruff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. She was put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in New York City. I grew up in the area, East Harlem.
Well, I left when I was 18 to go to college. I went to SUNY Albany in upstate New York. Then I came back when I finished. I was like 21. I've been here since, just working. I've been having different jobs here and there. Right now I'm working at the Intrepid Museum, which is near like downtown Hell's Kitchen area. I still live in East Harlem, yeah. I live on 105th and First Avenue, so right by the East River. It's okay, it's changed a lot throughout the years. Gentrification has been, you know, an issue. It has its pros and cons. It's changed a lot, you know, and that's it, really. Well, with people, different people moving in, different real estate coming in, it's made the neighborhood, it's attracted more police security for those people, those new people moving in. Also, it's created different, economic, they built a mall on 116, you know, which helps a lot, you know, you don't have to go so far now. Like, there's different stores that we didn't have access to before that now they're close by, like Target, the first Target in Manhattan, PetSmart, that kind of thing. Prices have gone up a little bit in terms of, like, rent, things like that. I like animals a lot, human rights causes, things like that. I want to be a police officer, so like I'm in the process of getting into that. So, you know, like helping people, that kind of stuff, volunteer work. I was in a fraternity when I was in college. It was a community service fraternity that their focus was about that kind of stuff. I guess like growing up, I know what it's like to not have a lot. So, you know, it's good to see, you know, people giving, like, it's good to give, especially when, like, if you're in the other side, you know, you feel good when they give to you, that kind of thing. Born here, my mom was born here, but, like, my grandparents are from Puerto Rico. My dad was born in Chicago, but he grew up in Puerto Rico, and then he came back here. Graduated with a BA in history. Right now, I'm a museum box office representative at
the Intrepid Museum, Trepid Sea Air and Space Museum.